The Baron von Wrangel was the sixth general manager of the Russian-American Company, and despite his role in the complex colonial history of Alaska, he appears to have been a compelling mix of gutsy world explorer, navigator, scientist, diplomat, and administrator. The perfect formula for leadership in the minds of the Board of Governors of the Russian-American Company. But unfortunately, the 32-year-old von Wrangel was a bachelor, and that wouldn't do. He had already sailed around the world twice, charted Russia's Arctic coastline by ship and dog team, and was a bit behind the Estonian dating scene. His great-great-great-granddaughter, 80-year-old Ingela von Wrangel, and her cousin Cornelia von Wrangel explain what happened next.
So he was in trouble and asked a cousin of his to help him
to find
a woman.
A
because
wife.
This a wife.
A wife, to find a wife.
Who was willing to share his, you know, the journey. It took them 1.5 years to get here.
He sat in a bar, in a restaurant, and looked out of the window, and there he saw three nice girls going on the street. And the one, he thought it was especially nice. So he asked, who is that? And he was told, so he went to her father and told him, I shall go to Alaska, and I have to be married. Would you give me your daughter? And this man must have been very liberal. He said, yes, so you must ask her if she want, and she wanted.
Would you give me your daughter? Not very subtle on the Baron's part, but you can't argue with success. 3 months later, von Wrangel and the 19-year-old Elizabeth Rosselian were married, and 3 months after that, the couple were on their way on the arduous overland journey to Alaska. After their 5-year tour in Sitka, the von Wrangels returned to Estonia via San Francisco. Ferdinand would subsequently rise to the rank of admiral and then become Minister of the Navy. In his spare time, presumably, he founded the Russian Geographic Society. Von Wrangel's descendants get together every 3 years, usually in Sweden or Germany, where Baltic Germans like von Wrangel were exiled following the Soviet Revolution. They maintain an official family journal, and Cornelia von Wrangel is their elected family president. This is their first trip to Sitka. Although the von Wrangel name is a permanent part of Alaskan history, with places like the town of Wrangel, Wrangel Narrows, Wrangel St. Elias National Park named for him, President Cornelia is sorry that we don't know more about von Wrangel, the man.
I bought a guidebook from National Geographic, and eagerly to read everything, you know, about Sitka and Wrangel. He isn't even mentioned. It's even not explained that Wrangel, the town, is called after him, where the name comes from. I was very much disappointed.
While in Sitka, the von Wrangels did the usual tourist things and one very special thing. They held a short service at the grave of one of the von Wrangels' children, a daughter who survived the Trans-Siberian journey as a newborn but died at 2 years of age in Sitka. They also gathered at the Sitka Lutheran Church, which was founded shortly after von Wrangel left Alaska, for a photo shoot, where we learn another detail about this family. They all wear signet rings with the von Wrangel crest. Apparently, this is a common custom among the families of the former European aristocracy. It's the only thing suspiciously imperialist about this otherwise ordinary-looking group of visitors. But Carola von Wrangel, who now makes her home in Seattle, says this trip, this gathering, isn't about empire. It's about connecting with the past and with family.
There's a word in German that's untranslatable, but it's Heimat. And it means coming back to a place. And when I first went to Estonia, in 1990, I walked into a place of Heimat, and that's what I'm looking forward to here. It's a connection to history and family and faith and important things.
After their visit to Sitka, the 14 members of the von Wrangel family are scheduled to travel to Wrangel, Alaska, for a short visit and connection with the people there. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.